Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is March the 14th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day, kids gather together here at this podcast to listen to these amazing stories from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And today, we are in the book of Judges, Judges 16, verses 23 through 30. And we finish the reading with one verse from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10. Well, the Philistines had put Samson in prison. He had lost his strength and his freedom. Do you think God would forget about him? Well, let's read and find out from Judges, chapter 16. The Philistine rulers held a great festival, offering sacrifices and praising their god Dagon. They said, "Our God has given us victory over our enemy Samson." When the people saw him, they praised their God, saying, "Our God has delivered our enemy to us. The one who killed so many of us is in our power." Half drunk by now, the people demanded, "Bring out Samson so he can amuse us." So he was brought from the prison to amuse them, and they had him stand between the pillars supporting the roof. Samson said to the young servant who was leading him by the hand, "Place my hands against the pillars that hold up the temple. I want to rest against them." Now the temple was completely filled with people. All the Philistine rulers were there, and there were about 3,000 men and women on the roof who were watching as Samson amused them. Then Samson prayed to the Lord. "Sovereign Lord, remember me again, O God. Please strengthen me just one more time. With one blow, let me pay back the Philistines for the loss of my two eyes." Then Samson put his hands on the two center pillars that held up the temple. Pushing against them with both hands, he prayed, "Let me die with the Philistines." And the temple crashed down on the Philistine rulers and all the people. So he killed more people when he died than he had during his entire lifetime. Wow. What an amazing and tragic story. Samson had to live with a lot of negative consequences because he told his secret to Delilah. Despite Samson's sins, God did not forget about him. When Samson prayed, God heard him and gave Samson what he asked for. No matter what happens in your life, God will always love you and will always listen to you when you show your love for him as you pray. You can believe that. This is what Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 says. God is not unjust. He will not forget how hard you have worked for him and how you have shown your love for him by caring for other believers as you still do. Well, I have no doubt that God loved Samson, and I have no doubt that God loves you. Hey, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Until then, let's go forward in God's strength. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that we are loved. No doubt about that. All right. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.